All right, Jabo said, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up top of page Samich Aleph. So remember again, the Piagetzna speaking about this idea that in general, when a person finds themselves overwhelmed by emotion and finds themselves in danger of ultimately falling into the clutches of overwhelming destructive emotion, the klal, the most important thing to do is to do what? Is to awaken the intellect. Somehow awaken the intellect. So he saw it by kas, that ultimately, again, a person should go ahead and learn a pasuk, say a mishnah, something, in order to awaken the intellect. And the Piagetzna gave the incredible mashal. Because when you work on awakening the intellect, and you work on awakening the neshama, those things remain awake, even when emotion kicks in. The mashal I gave, remember again yesterday, was the same way that when I'm asleep, so I'm aware enough not to go ahead and roll off the side of my bed, even though, again, I'm asleep. So top of Pialif, v'chinu b'chol dover. This is true with everything, says the Piagetzna. He says, hadeya v'hamachshava hakvuos b'ish tamid, b'kochan lahagbil es kol etzem ha'ish, Gam al Shah Sheikh Asira Lodaito. He will say, if a person cultivates his Deya and Machshava, if a person cultivates his intellect and his understanding, and he establishes those as permanent fixtures within his persona, they have the ability to go ahead and help him, even in moments, ultimately again, where his Das does not seem to be so present. Remember again, like so yesterday, remember the example he gave was Kas. Right? So remember we used the road rage example. You see these stories of a person gets cut off, they get out of their car and they bludgeon the other person to death. You wonder like how does that work? So the Piagetzna understands that's an example of emotion unchecked by intellect. So we begin to see, by the way, says the Piagetzna, that if you work on cultivating your intellect, and you work on cultivating your das, which according to the Piagetzna also in part means awakening your neshama, that remains awake even when you are not aware of it. And it's that das, and it's that neshama, and it's that intellect that prevents you from committing catastrophic errors, even in the midst of incredibly emotional times. So the takeaway from the Piagetzna is you have to live life with an awakened intellect and an awakened soul. So the intellect I awaken, says the Piagetzna, by going ahead and learning, the soul I awaken how? So remember again, we spoke about this in a variety of ways. The soul is awakened by God awareness. How is God awareness created? Remember Piagetzna gave us two ways. Number one, talking to God, or I should say, talking about God, that's tefillah, and talking to God, which is this individual dialogical connection. Keep the soul awake, keep the intellect awake, and in moments of incredible, overwhelming emotion that could absolutely derail and destroy you, you're able to keep your footing. It's a very profound idea. Suppose I look at this next piece. Page Pei Aleph, second paragraph. This is an incredible, incredible idea. But let's say you feel an incredible hatred towards someone. Happens. I feel a cynic kavusha means I'm not overtly expressive of it, but I truly and profoundly and overwhelmingly dislike someone. I don't like them. But yet I know this is not healthy for me, and I want to remove it. I want to get rid of it, but yet I can't. And not only that, because, you know, I'll say when you dislike someone, you see all of the holes in that person, right? When you dislike someone, see, you see in him all of his chatoim, all of his sins, all of his chasronos. Now, by the way, the reality is, a lot of them may not really even be there. But when you don't like someone, you see everything through this negative lens. Haser kascha milibcha. So the Piagetzna says, I have to work on removing the anger from my heart. And I will say, it's only when you remove the anger from the heart will you be able to see this other person for who he is, and then you'll be able to see, does he really have more chasronos than you do? Right? Is he really any worse than you are? Aval kamor, rotza ata litchos es sin ascha milibcha velo sucha. But I will say, but the great challenge, of course, is, so what happens if I can't? What happens if I'm just so filled with hatred and animosity, ultimately, again, for someone, and yet it cannot stop? I just can't get rid of it. So what happens in that circumstance? What's my strategy to go ahead and get rid of it? Michael, do you mind switching that off? Thank you. So I'll say, so what happens if at the end of the day I can't go ahead and get rid of it? See, he says, this is amazing. He says, Ase zos efo. You should do the following. I'll say, you ready for this? Ksove lav nichtav. Write a letter to the person you don't like. Now make sure you hear the end of this sentence. Right? Write a letter to the person you don't like. Volo tishlechehu. Don't send it to him. Raktit menenu bitzalascha. But rather hide it. Hide it away in your desk, in your drawer. Ubon tizalzaleu kichol asher shoif hanochash hakois asher belibcha. Write every venomous, despicable, horrible thing you think about this person. Put it all down on paper. Ve'ezi yamin tikras hamichta b'ficha. And every day, take out the letter, as many times as you want a day, and read the letter. Read the letter, not to the person, right? Not to the person, but read the letter, right? Read it. Utitzayir l'chasha ata omid negdo. And imagine that you're having the opportunity to read this venom-filled letter to this person who you hate, who's standing opposite you. V'ata mecharfo b'cherufim v'gidufim elu. And imagine the hanog that you would get spilling out all of this terrible stuff towards this guy, telling him everything you think of him, mamish, without leaving out anything. So this is amazing, says the Piagetzna, as achar ezi yamim, betach yasser kascha milibcha alav. Says the Piagetzna, I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I'm telling you, in a couple of days, the anger you feel towards this person will dissipate. Vim, Baal Nefesh Ata, not only that, but if you are a true Baal Nefesh, if you are a truly spiritual person who's in touch with your neshama, Od Taretz Lefaiso, you'll even run to try to reconcile with him. So we'll say, so this is amazing. So the Piagetzna says, just, we don't have time to go through all this, but I want to begin this next paragraph. He says, Ba'al Titma Al Etzes Atza Sinuzu. And don't think, Piagetzna says, I know you're reading this, you think I'm crazy. For the Tomar Echad Mishnei Dvarim, and you say it, and Piagetzna says, don't think, you think it to yourself, well, there's only one of two reasons why something like this could work. Either, oh, Shakari, either you're lying to me, Piagetzna, and that doesn't really work. Oh, my Salahat Vekesemi, or maybe some type of hocus pocus, witchcraft, right? That ultimately, again, works. It's like the voodoo letter, you know, I'm getting everything out of the person, and that, he says, V'chi Efshakin. Shekasher echtov michtav v'archarafehu v'od ekrehu esratzelo v'od efaseu. How could it be that by writing a letter and reading it a couple of times a day, ultimately, again, it's going to make me feel better about a person, right? It's going to go ahead and somehow remove the anger. Impossible. So ultimately, again, we'll have to stop over here, Rabbi, for today. So the Piagetzna is going to describe the dynamic in Meretz Hashem on Monday. But again, on a very simple level, understand what the Piagetzna is saying. He's going to give a much more in-depth analysis. But Rabbi, understand what he's saying. Is that sometimes the only way to heal, right, is to ultimately, again, unburden yourself from the things which are weighing you down. As I will say, this is like $250 an hour worth of therapy that you just got in 4 minutes, right? For free from the Piagetzna. This is an incredible, incredible yisod. The Piagetzna says, if I hate someone, chances are if I'm a normal person, there's a reason I hate that person. There's a reason, right? And there might actually be a very legitimate reason why I hate that person. And that person may actually be deserving of my unadulterated hatred and venomous, venomous emotional response. But at the end of the day, it weighs me down. It weighs me down. The other guy doesn't care. He's going on with his life. Me, I'm impacted by this emotional burden each and every day. So how do I deal with it? So step number one, what the Piagetzna essentially is doing is quoting Shlomo HaMelech, Haser HaKas Melibecha. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Because more often than not, it's not worth schlepping your emotional baggage around. Let it go. But says the Piagetzna, sometimes a person says, I can't. For whatever the reason, it's never really I can't. What is it really? Right? I won't. For whatever the reason, I won't. So the Piagetzna then gives us the letter, right? Mamish the letter. Write the letter, and again, we'll see on Monday, it's very, actually very humorous. The Piagetzna says you have to take great concern to make sure you don't accidentally put this in the mail, right? You have to make sure that you don't accidentally, right? Or push send, right? I'll tell you, it's very funny. Someone sent me an email. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It was an article in the Wall Street Journal the other week about the danger of what's the right word? Accidental emails. And what's fascinating in this article was 10 strategies as to how to avoid sending accidental embarrassing emails. So Mamish like, okay, so the Piagetzna is talking the same thing. But the idea being this letter gives you the opportunity to unburden yourself in a way that allows you to work through it and hopefully regain respect and love for the other. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem on the bottom of Pei Aleph, Emir Tzashem on Monday.